At the Mendocino Supervisors meeting in Ukiah on Tuesday, July 16th, Sheriff Tom Allman described the police sweeps currently underway targeting marijuana cultivators in the county. As KMUD has previously reported, Mendocino County law enforcement had been cooperating with National Guard troops in sweeps with low-flying helicopters. Before the board, Sheriff Allman gave more details.
Sheriff's office is actively investigating cannabis violations, environmental and water violations on the Eel River. They have been since Monday. It'll continue this through the week and into next week. Cal Cannabis is with our team, the licensing agency of the state, so they can see firsthand some of the environmental issues that we're faced with. Today I'll be joining four members of the governor's staff to go to some of the environmental degraded gardens that we've seen. The first day of operation was over 10,000 plants of totally unlicensed, unpermitted. We're working with Fish and Wildlife as well as U.S. Attorney's Office to see if there's environmental crimes that can be pushed up at the federal level, and I will continue to keep the board updated.
Board Chair Kerry Brown and Supervisor John Haschak pushed Allman for more information on the locations of the sweeps and on whether people who are attempting to get a permit to cultivate are being targeted for raids.
Sheriff, can you tell us exactly in the area? Is it Lower Eel? Is it within Mendocino County?
Yesterday was the eastern side of Spyrock, the Eel River drainage from Dos Rios. And we will continue to work both directions, but mainly toward back towards Dos Rios area, where the water pipes are from the air very visible going to the gardens.
Thank you, Sheriff. And one question I had about this was people were asking, what about people who are in the process of getting permitted and how is that being taken care of?
We have worked with Cal Cannabis, as I've told you, and the county and planning building, and specifically Trent Taylor. And you have my assurance that search warrants that were written were double-checked and triple-checked to make sure that there was no type of even application process going in for the marijuana applications.
Later in their July 16th meeting, the Mendocino supervisors returned to cannabis-related issues when Supervisors Ted Williams and Dan Jurdy presented recommendations from the Cannabis Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee. Together, Williams and Jurdy alternated reading off a list of five recommended actions.
Number one is about directing planning and building services to assess the feasibility of developing a cannabis business innovation zone and identify potential sites. And we don't know what those sites are. We know some of the characteristics that we've talked about are location. We want to make sure that these sites are either on a state highway or can be accessed without driving through a residential neighborhood.
Number two, update the county temporary use regulations regarding special events to streamline permitting and include cannabis events. So it's something that's we're already getting requests. The county has this permit process, but it's not as streamlined as it could be, and we think there's ways to make it simpler, and allowing more events will help out the economy.
At the Mendocino Supervisors' July 16th meeting, Supervisor Williams elaborated at particular length on recommendation number three from the Cannabis Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee.
Three is about allowing stacking of permits. This would only be where land it's compatible with the land, and so not every parcel would be eligible, but essentially we would be removing the limit of two permits per parcel. And we think that this becomes statewide, national, eventually a global market, cultivators will need to scale up in order to stay in business. Of course, quality needs to be maintained, but likely we won't be able to stay at 10,000 square feet and be sustainable. This also came up when we looked at some of the coastal issues. Mitchell Creek comes to mind, where we really want to pull those cultivators out of the Sunset area. And by allowing multiple permits on appropriate land, it may allow cultivators to come together and share land.
The final two recommendations from the Mendocino Supervisors Cannabis Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee dealt with branding Mendocino County and its cannabis, as well as with paying for an update to the environmental impact report for the cannabis permitting program.
We're recommending that the county work in partnership with Humboldt, Trinity counties to develop a three-county, could be called the Emerald Triangle, advocacy group to brand and market the region.
Is it fair to say this would not be to replace branding of a Mendocino County product? It would just be in addition.
Yeah.
And then the last, number five, we think that an EIR may be necessary eventually. Changes to SQL will likely be required. We need to find a way for the industry to fund it.
The Mendocino supervisors received extensive public comment and discussed at length the five recommended actions from the ad hoc committee. Through their discussions, the Mendocino supervisors modified one of the ad hoc committee's recommendations related to a multi-county collaborative cannabis marketing project. Supervisor McCowan argued for limiting county staff's work on this project and argued against branding Mendocino County cannabis using the term Emerald Triangle.
I don't think we necessarily want to be branded the Emerald Triangle. I think we all already are, and there's a lot of negative connotations that go along with that. For every person who thinks, wow, that's really good cannabis, there's five others that think, wow, that's a good place to go and get killed or ripped off. We're giving a lot of direction here that all involves staff time, so I'm not sure how much time we want to split out for developing a partnership with Trinity and Humboldt. I think we do have differentiations in branding. For instance, Mendocino County, because we consciously went smaller from the beginning, we have not seen the same level of what I would call environmental degradation. So I'm not sure I do want to get lumped in particularly with them.
McCowan's arguments received support from the rest of the board. The supervisors ultimately unanimously agreed to instruct county staff to move forward with the five recommendations from the Cannabis Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee with the alterations recommended during board discussion. Reporting for KMUD, this is Dan Young.